VDC?
For VDC, KB4CVA.
Well, David, I'm on the way back now. Got my mission accomplished.
I have the repeater. Because I came to a stop. And when sometimes when you stop, you might be in a dead zone and not know it. And I'm getting ready to hit over here at Wade Hampton High School. I think it's pretty scratchy for about a mile or so.
Got a little bit of noise here. I'm in Townsville.
Townsville?
Yes, I did.
Stop up here at Ingalls and pick up some ground beef. And I think my wife's going to make spaghetti.
It's nice of her. Then there's always leftovers and what she can do with the sauce and stuff. Assuming there'll be leftovers.
Really bad spots. I don't know if you can hear me or not. But I'll be out of it in a minute.
Okay. I can still hear you down at the lake level right now. The double bridges. They're doing road work, so only one lane open.
Love it when that happens. I especially hate that, especially when I'm traveling. When we drove up to New York, well, actually we drove up to Portland, Maine, and then came back and stopped through New York City and Boston. I think I'm getting these out of order, but anyway. And we stopped at an HRO, and that's where I bought my Icom 7300.
Yeah, I was tempted in December, but they had the nice discounts on it, but I just couldn't swing it. It was, let's see, HF, new HF radio or real estate taxes.
You could have hooked it up to your car battery and just lived out of your car. I mean, yeah, what's the big deal? You don't need, I mean, the couch wouldn't fit in the car, but, you know, you don't need all that stuff.
I have a truck camper. Also works as a guest house.
I definitely would want to pay my property taxes, and, I tell you, the good Lord's been good to us, because I was in a position to buy that radio, and I sat down in front of one, and my wife said, you going to buy that radio? And I said, well, yeah, I was thinking about it, and she said, well, go ahead.
I bet you didn't ask her twice.
No, I mean, I had the guy, you know, as a matter of fact, let's see, seems like he didn't have one in stock, and they had to ship it, but I believe it got home about the same time I did it from the trip, so it wasn't a big deal. I mean, I could have used it anyway, because I wasn't home, and But I already had my HF antenna because I was using that Cubic Astro 103. And so I was all set up there. And, but boy, I love that, that waterfall, and the spectrum analyzer. And, you know, you can check SWR. I mean, it's just, that thing's got so many bells and whistles on it. And, but the waterfall's my favorite because you don't have to hunt for a signal. You know, you just look, and there they are. And you just pick. pick out, you know, which one you want to, you know, zoom in on and talk to. And I really like that feature.
The way he got that radio past her was she was tired of hearing him whining about getting one, and she didn't know exactly how much it cost until later, KN4BWA.
Steve, he just got his ticket a few months ago, and he has gone amateur radio crazy.
What are you supposed to do? Put up all those antennas on the roof? People think you're CIA or something. I once had a green van with five radios in it. I was involved in a lot of stuff, and I was testing someone's CB in it. And I heard that, around the corner there's an FCC van, and I'm looking all over for it. I realized they thought I was the FCC van.
Yes, well, I've never forget your name. And let's see, the call is N4 VDC.
Covers my HT. Yeah, I'm putting on the final ground straps on my tower today, David.
HT's got a little more audio output than the other radio that you were on there.
Well, what can I say? I just live in a good area. So when are you going to start DXing on that thing, Dave?
Not before you even got your ticket. What are you talking about?
You had a little bit of work on antenna, and you're going to get back into DXing.
A lot of DX, and if I hear, you know, the contest on the weekend, if I hear somebody that I haven't talked to, I might try and make a contact, but anyway, N4VDC, give us your name again. I'm sorry, I forgot your name, and say hello to Steve.
Hello, Steve. Name's Rich. Like it's wealthy, which I'm not.
Resemble that remark. Oh, I wish. I'd have a station up here like you would believe. It would look like sort of NSA farm.
We're real noisy on that last transmission.
Guys, I'm going to go ahead and get off of here. This HT is not doing real good over here by the tower, so... I'm going to check on out of here. Y'all have fun and carry on. KN4BWA, clear?
Behave yourself and don't get in any trouble. I'm glad you got your ground straps hooked up, and sounds like you're really on the ball there. You're not wasting time getting things done. Go ahead, Rich. KB4CPA.
Well, have fun with your tower, Steve. Hope it all goes easy. Yeah, I gave up on towers now. Now I use trees. String up antennas that way. And I'm listed in my QTH, so I'm going to sign off. And thanks to the company. I can get to a few other projects now that I went to ACE. So have a good day. N4VDC.
Hey, Rich. Well, that's a good timing there. I've got to stop here at the Ingles, and I got some things for supper. I think we're having spaghetti. We get to talk to you again, and enjoy this afternoon. Boy, it's beautiful. 75 degrees and sunshine. Can't beat it. So enjoy the QSO. N4VDC, KB4CPA, mobile clear.
W2T, mobile.
Steve, what are you up to?
Oh,
I'm back, about back to the house. I had my radio turned off because I was coming down 26. You get some of those bad zones along there. I was also on the phone talking to somebody, so. So talking on the phone and watching the road was what I was doing, but I'm about back to the house. Had to go take the parts from my amp up to the person who's going to fix them and drop them off up in Tryon, and now I'm back, about back to the house. Of course, I got handbell practice at 5 o'clock, at 6 o'clock, so that's where I'll be next.
Well, I tell you, now, that was fun. I used to direct, and most of the time I had to play and direct, but they're really pretty to hear a good handbell choir. Do y'all have a 2 or 3 octave set?
2.5 octaves.
Enough. I mean, there's a lot of good music out there in the 2 octave, you know, category. So I was trying to think. About 2 churches ago, they had handbells, and when I got there, we brought them back out. They weren't using them, and I said, "What are these doing here? Why aren't y'all using these?"
Handbell choir for 22 years now, and our handbell choir has got 2.5 octaves of regular bells, and then we've got 2 octaves of chimes also. So, you know, the hand chimes, so we've got that too, so that makes for nice. We play some of the stuff that has both in it. In fact, a couple of things we did back in December at Christmas time, we used both handbells and chimes in the pieces, you know, interspersed in it. So anyway, well, that's what is good. So where are you on your way to? You picking up stuff for your supper?
Sitting in Ingalls parking lot over here on Rutherford Road. I got to run in and get some ground beef and some spaghetti noodles. And I'll probably go ahead and brown the ground beef and, you know, and have the noodles ready by the time my wife gets home, and we'll have some spaghetti.
Sauce to go with it, or are you buying one of those that's in a jar and you add it to the meat?
Sitting Chef David, I mean, you know, I open cans and pour in the sauce and or jars or what have you. I'm not getting ready to open my cooking show or anything like that.
So I use one of the jar brands myself, and then I also add a little bit of my own spices to it and brown the meat. And I do both ground beef and ground turkey, depending upon what I'm looking to do. If I want something a little bit leaner, I'll go with ground turkey. And once you put the sauce mix on it, you cook it up with the seasonings, and you add a little bit of Italian seasoning to it when you cook it. Serve it over the spaghetti. You ain't gonna tell the difference between the ground turkey and the ground beef. It will taste the same.
It'd be my luck if I tried to pull something like that. My wife would notice the difference. You know, one thing I've noticed about her, she has developed a very keen smell. I mean, she'll come in the house and she'll go, "You smell that?" I say, "Smell what?" She smells like. And, you know, and then she'll describe it. And I said, "No, I don't smell that." And, she knows the difference.
Yeah, my wife used to be like that, too. Well, David, I have arrived back at the house. I need to go on and get inside and let the dog out. She's been in there since I left here at 10:15 this morning, and it's now 3:30. You have a good one. We'll catch you later. You have... Take it easy. KB4CBA, W2T73.
That poor dog's eyeballs are floating. And you take care. Always good to talk to you. 73 is W2T, KB4CBA, and I'm going to be clear as well.